Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head softball coach Erica Post and head baseball coach Jason Thurm. Humboldt softball wrapped up the week with a 5-0 loss to Clear Lake Friday night and also fell to Algona 13-9 on Wednesday and recorded a 12-7 win at Roland Story Tuesday. The team currently sits at 2-3 overall and 1-2 in the NCC. I caught up with head coach Erica Post after the game Friday on the loss to Clear Lake and the week of games.
Yeah, I thought Thompson from Clear Lake pitched well. She was a little bit wild. That kind of kept us off balance, and we didn't do a very good job of adjusting to that and making, and she pitched a lot outside, and we were trying to pull over and roll over them. And we just need to work on driving the ball opposite field and go with it there. You know, we didn't get a runner to third base, I don't think, and so it's kind of hard to score runs when you don't do that. You know, we had the same amount of hits as they did, I believe, and the same amount of errors, and so they just got timely hitting and were able to put it to the grass, and we weren't.
Four times you had base runners on second base here tonight, and as you just said, not able to get them home. Is that something you're really going to have a focal point of trying to go into that matchup against Webster City?
Absolutely. We gotta execute when we have runners on base, whether that's, you know, bunting, stealing, or just flat out moving the runners, and we did not do a very good job of that today, and we have to. You have to move runners in order to score, and you have to score to win, and we didn't do that tonight.
Out of the pen, Adelie Nolting is really starting to come into her own as a pitcher. What would you comment about her performance here tonight towards the latter innings?
Yeah, I thought she did a really good job coming in. She came in and was a little shaky that first batter, but after that she settled in nicely. And she had a rough outing the other night against Algona, but she bounced back well. And that's just the thing. They're all young. They all, you know, play different positions besides pitcher. So to get them to come in, and we know they're going to have off nights, but we're hoping that we can just get to the right combination here where somebody has the other team off balance and we can get those outs. And I thought we did a pretty good job defensively, but it just wasn't enough.
Ending the week here, you're sitting at 1-2 in NCC play. You got Webster City coming up next week. First, how would you characterize this week of softball for your team?
Yeah, it was a little bit rough this week. You know, we're going to have to do a little bit of soul searching this weekend and come back ready to go on Monday. And you're going against a really good Webster City program, has a good pitcher and a storied history, and I don't know how you don't get amped up to play that game, but we'll see what happens on Monday.
And Coach, in the post-game meeting talking to your team, what was said to the team to get them ready here for Monday?
You know, take the weekend, refocus. You guys get to come out here and play softball. There's a lot of people that wish they were in your shoes. You know, as three alumni on the coaching staff, you know, we all wish that we were in your shoes too, and I know there's a lot of little girls out there that wish, you know, are dreaming that it's their chance to come out here. And so they got to be ready to go every day, and we need to get better at executing on bases, at bat, and at defense.
Look forward to seeing you guys compete against Webster City. Best of luck on Monday.
Thanks for the coverage, Matt, and go Cats.
The Humboldt baseball team wrapped up the week with an 11-3 win on Friday against the Lions after a win Thursday against Southeast Valley 16-8 and a 15-5 loss against Algona Wednesday. The team is currently 6-2 overall and 2-1 in NCC play. I caught up with head coach Jason Thurm after the win.
Yeah, the boys came out ready to go tonight. We jumped on their kid in the first inning, and quite honestly, I felt like the Tice kid is probably one of the better pitchers in our conference, and you could just see the confidence, and we had him over 30 pitches in that first inning and put up a big number there and kind of just cruised from there. Kyler did a super job on the mound, and very few, they had that one or two balls that they hit hard off him all night long, and he was just in control and did a super job there, and just a great performance all the way around by the team.
Big first inning, 5 runs. To be able to jump on a guy like Tice there, does that kind of raise your eyebrows a little bit as a coach here?
You know, that's the goal, get into their bullpen as soon as we can, and we had him over 80 pitches through 4, and we did get to their bullpen with that, but we just set the tone early in that first inning. Mason leading off, I think he ended up striking out, but he saw 6 or 7 pitches, and that was just the theme of the night. Guys kept fouling pitches off, working deep into counts and making their guy work, and kids just did a super job executing that.
And Isaiah Busick goes deep here tonight off of Tice. What are you seeing from him early in his junior year?
Yeah, he looks great. A lot of confidence there. That was with 2 strikes too, it. And, you know, he's strong enough where he can, you know, get to that two-strike approach and still hit that thing out. But, yeah, he scalded that one in the first. And that kind of, you know, just let us breathe a little bit, too, and just relax a little bit and go play baseball with it. But, yeah, Isaiah looks good, looks confident, swinging the bat well. And it's a treat to watch him. The ball just jumps off his bat.
Get a start like that from Kyler. You're on the road, a conference opponent. Does that help you out pitching-wise to know you have an arm like that against a conference foe?
Yeah, he showed us something last weekend over at Remsen, too. He went out, and he's a competitor, and just he brings that wrestling mentality to the mound. You could just tell before the game. It's just like, he's like, give me the ball, and let's go. And he did a super job last Saturday, and then he just backed that up with a super performance again tonight. And going into the season, there's a little bit of a question mark who's going to be that number two for us this year. And, you know, he's doing what he can do to go ahead and seize that. So that's exciting to watch him do that and take advantage of the opportunities that he's getting.
The way you were able to bounce back after a loss, playing three straight nights, what does that say about this team?
That's good. You love to see that resiliency. And baseball is a tough game. You fail so often just, you know, within the context of the game there. But we definitely were not happy with our performance on Wednesday night. We know we're a better team. And you get a chance to prove that the next night out typically in baseball. And that's one of the things we love about the sport. But, yeah, this kid, we show toughness with that. And that's what you need. You just got to be able to ride those waves that you have throughout the course of a season. And there's still a long way to go with it. But, yeah, we're definitely happy with the way we responded from Wednesday night.
Coach, got the weekend now and then Webster City on Monday. Just thoughts on that matchup as you're right back in NCC play Monday night.
Yeah, it's good, timely with the weekend. Get a couple days rest. We've been at it 3 days in a row. And, you know, it's a big week coming up. But, yeah, Webster City, you can't take them lightly. You know, they're going to be ready to go. And, you know, they do a good job over there. And they're a confident team. And it's a great NCC rivalry. And we'll be ready to go on Monday night.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Matt.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.